The 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed approximately 3,000 people. U.S. President Trump visited the site in Pennsylvania where passengers prevented a hijacked commercial airliner from crashing into Washington, D.C. Plane went down near the town of Shanksville, where former state governor Tom Ridge visited Monday.
On board were 40 extraordinary people who, brought together by chance, stood up against evil. They fought for the families they loved, for people they never knew, and for freedoms they had cherished.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reflects on the day the attacks occurred.
A sunny Tuesday morning here in Washington gave way to an eerily clear evening sky patrolled by fighter jets. America on September 11th, 2001 was gripped by fear and anger and resolve. President George W. Bush vowed to track down those behind the attacks, and weeks later, the U.S. began attacking al-Qaeda's Afghanistan sanctuary. The fight there continues 17 years later.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani. A new best-selling book about U.S. President Donald Trump, his decision-making, and his administration went on sale to the public Tuesday. Investigative journalist Bob Woodward's Fear Trump in the White House is a highly critical look at Mr. Trump's chaotic 20-month presidency. Mr. Trump has criticized the book ahead of its release, calling it a joke and just another assault against him in a barrage of assaults. At least 20 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say the attacker detonated his explosives amid a group of people staging a protest against a local militia commander in eastern Nangarhar province. The demonstrators were gathered on the highway between the city of Jalalabad and a border crossing into Pakistan. This is VOA News. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect this Tuesday in three U.S. states, as forecasters and officials urge